Shares of semiconductor companies fell with the industry selling off globally. This is after fresh U.S. curbs on China's access to American technology. Joining us now to discuss, Woojin Hoo, Bloomberg's Intelligence Senior Technology Analyst. So we've got tighter restrictions now on the export of some chips which are used for artificial intelligence and supercomputing. So what are the details of these new measures from the U.S. and what do they aim to do?
Sure. So thanks, Paul, for having me on. So a couple of things, right? There is a ban on the shipment of AI chips and high-performance computing chips. And we're talking about the ultra-high-end chips that are supplied by NVIDIA, AMD, and Intel. They won't. U.S. is trying to block the sale of those. And we kind of got a hint of that about a month ago, when NVIDIA and AMD both provided 8K warnings about that. And we don't see a big impact on sales yet, but it's yet to be seen how the U.S. will implement that. The second big thing that I think investors need to be concerned about is more along the lines of not being able to sell equipment to manufacture high-end chips to Chinese entities. And that's more along the lines of trying to slow down the development of these chips domestically in China. There was a soft barring of this equipment sold to China as it is. There isn't any sale to that right now, but this somewhat lays the groundwork of officially not selling that equipment to the Chinese.
We can get into the risk of retaliation. Certainly that was something that Bernstein pointed out today with the move on the part of the Biden administration to prevent China from getting kind of this cutting-edge technology. But are any of these chips manufactured in Taiwan?
Well, if we think about from the smaller geometries, 10 nanometers and smaller, about 80% of those chips are made in Taiwan, right? And as we get even to the advanced cutting-edge technologies, Taiwan holds 100% of that. Now, the CHIPS Act that the U.S. passed just recently, that's supposed to diversify the supply, so the U.S. Lessens the dependency of Taiwan. But even that isn't going to make a great impact, at least in the near term.
Are there some geopolitical implications here that we need to be cognizant of as well in terms of China wanting to reunify with Taiwan?
Some of the measures that the U.S. implemented is trying to try to halt any type of China-Taiwanese reunification. And now keep in mind, I think it is a big risk if there is a reunification, because I don't think the Taiwanese want to be reunified. And if there is a halt in chip production, it hurts everybody, also including the Chinese. So I think it's more of a deterrent than anything else.
Yeah, and God forbid we're dealing with a situation where there is an invasion on the part of the mainland forces on Taiwan. We were talking yesterday about a report that the Biden administration has contingency planning for a potential assault that would include evacuating some of the highly skilled chip engineers from Taiwan. But when you look at companies that manufacture the technology that is used in manufacturing these computer chips, I'm thinking of Advanced Micro Devices, just one name. How is a decision like this going to impact those companies?
Well, Advanced Micro Devices relies on TSMC to manufacture chips for them. So if anything, if TSMC comes down, it will be a crippling effect to the chip industry in its entirety. Now, if we're talking about companies who supply the equipment to manufacture the chips itself, someone like an ASML then we are going to see some negative impact for those companies as well, because the demand will potentially dry up if there is a China-Taiwanese invasion.
So let's talk about the potential impact on Chinese manufacturers that require these chips. So what are the implications for them, and what's the likelihood of retaliation from China?
Sure. So the negative impact is that some of the advanced chip manufacturing it will be slowed. We know that Semiconductor Manufacturing Corp, SMIC, has been trying to attain some of that equipment for quite some time now. And they've been advancing to 16-nanometer technologies, and now they can't manufacture these chips. Similar for the Chinese domestic memory manufacturing as well. They've been trying to grow their China manufacturing, but with some of these restrictions in place, the memory market, the memory development will also slow as well. Now, Paul, in terms of retaliation, I know that the U.S. has been really, really focused on the advanced chip-making capabilities. The issue is that a couple of things. China manufactures about 70% of the electronic goods globally. We have a report out there that we think they could potentially diversify away from China to about only rely on 30%. But now, if the Chinese wants, it can actually shut down the manufacturing domestically to supply, whether it's your iPhone or your PC. Mm. Think about this. 100% of the iPhones are made in China, and 100% of PCs are made in China.
That's
so
amazing.
Shut that down.
Yeah. Wu Jinho, thank you so much for being with us. He is a Bloomberg Technology Senior Tech Analyst joining us here on Daybreak Asia.